It's Rise FM with Ezra, Impi, MP, Lo, and you are still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. If there's one thing we can no longer turn a blind eye to, it is the killings that are happening in our country. You go onto the news, you go onto social media, there's a child missing, and then they are found unalived. You see campaigns. It's sad. But above everything, it's scary. Because each and every day we live with the reality, tomorrow it could be my household. It could be someone close to me. I could be the one either finding them unalived or the one to identify them in that state. And that is why we're having this conversation, because really, I don't know if we need to beef up security, we need to learn self-defense, or kahle fanele kwende kini. But the reality is, this is what we are faced with, and we can no longer turn a blind eye to it. With the question of the evening being, if your child was killed by someone you know, would you take matters into your own hands? Or would you leave it to the justice system? Because I'm trying to establish, do we still have faith in the justice system? And if not, hopefully the right people are listening. And we don't feel safe. And it doesn't help, we don't have confidence if we've lost confidence in the justice system. To go back to a place where we felt safe even in our homes. We trusted our children to be safe walking down the street to go to a shop or even within the confines of their school. Now, in the first quarter of 2025, from January to March, South Africa saw 5,727 murders, averaging 64 deaths per day. This represents a 12.4% decrease compared to same period in 2024. While this indicates a positive trend, the number of murders remains high, with an average of one murder every 21 minutes. You see why it's becoming scary day by day. Like it's no manga, but it's a reality. But each and every day we feel like it's getting closer to home. Now, the detailed breakdown is total murders is 5,727, average murders per day 64, average murders per hour almost 3, decreased compared to previous year by 12.4%. But in rural murders, there's 6 people were murdered on farms or small holdings, including 2 farmers between January and March 2025. And children murders. Now, the South African Police Service estimated that 1,100 children were murdered between April 2024 and March 2025. You see why it's becoming a lot more scary. Angeke sisakhona kukhululeka. That is why I'm asking this question, to see if you still have confidence in the justice system and if there are things we need to fix even within our society. If your child were killed by someone you know, would you take matters into your own hands? Or would you leave it to the justice system? Let me know on the station's Facebook page. It's Rise FM 943. In a moment, we're also going to be talking about how to deal with having seen someone who's been unalived, because it does affect you. And it's something I feel we should all now start preparing ourselves for. For 3 Goods, if your child were killed by someone you know, would you take matters into your own hands? And I'm going to be getting into your comments in a moment, but now let's address taking care of yourself. Because let's just cut it, it might not even be someone that you're related to, but you're the one who found the body. Trust and believe it's going to affect you, because seeing another person hurt or seeing a dead body can increase the risk of you having post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, what happens when you view a dead body? The decision to view the body of a loved one is a big decision. If this is someone, it results in a suddenly bereaved person experiencing something that usually creates a strong memory central to the experience of the bereavement. This can be a memory viewed positively or negatively or both. You see why it's one of those situations where you really do not know after seeing that, especially if this is someone lo hambeng isihlungu. Kuthi after seeing that, kuyokushintsha ngayiphi indlela, kuyokunika uphi umqondo. ngoba I don't want to even assume that if it is your child ungambona kulesimo leso uthi wena uNkulunkulu utababona. It would be very difficult. It would be very difficult to not be angry, because a few people were interviewed, you know, 3 and 12 months after the event of seeing that, the group of bereaved relatives who said they had viewed the bodies of the deceased were significantly worse off on measures of distress and anxiety than those who did not view. So can you imagine ngoba siyathanda kubona tinvo nathi lesine skhathi as soon as basinyanza leyo ngala uthola nawe lo ongahlobana nganzawo nalomuntu ngoba uthanda tindo so uyahamba uyibona once wabona trust and believe because you need help ungathi I'm okay you need help get help futhi ungameli ukuthi uzuthika beteke ngandlela thizeni or ungasalali ebusuku seek professional help but if this is something lendeke emdwini losonzelene nawe whether it was in front of you or kuphi ngiyacela sibavikeleni kakhulu bantwana that is why I'm very very protective of bantwana especially uma kuqala ama issues abo GBV nanani ngathi nje bantwana bangathathwa bangaze babone the worst because it is something that affects you psychologically emotionally and those who have been through that experience will tell you ukuthi it takes time for you to go back to being normal. Some say you never go back to normal after seeing that. So can you imagine bantwana bethu where they witness or they see a person who's been unalived. So umlimatile mntwana. So affectekile mntwana. But do let me know. I'm going to be getting into your comments in a moment. It's Rise FM. It's Raz FM with SZA, Kill Bill, and you're still tuned in to Raz FM Evenings with your radio madam, Afezile Manzini. And I asked on the station's Facebook page, it's Raz FM 943, if your child were killed by someone you know, would you take matters into your own hands? And this is what you had to say. Loving yourself, it's hi, Afezile, and the listeners. At first, I do take the law into my own hands before handing that suspect to the police, because I will just want to ask that person, why did he or she do that? What have they gained after doing such? Nomsangosi, uthi ngingamane ngiyogwebela shem. Uthi ngiyomgwebela shem. No one plays around my daughters. Angifuni. Plies toolkit uthi ingalali bonene. Nobody plays around my kids. Silbileyane wasegangsani uthi kungamane kuboshwe mine nabambeke ngweekend. Kukhala amagugu kuye. Prince Mnisi uthi I won't because ijele liyalandzela egcineni. J-Lo Khoza uthi I would if the law takes it slowly. Enoch Prongwe Nyama Junior uthi depends ukuthi ubulewe bekwendekani njani. And revenge must apply. Anginduwa njalo ke mine. Victor Mkiti uthi nope, the rule of law. Tepo Khoza uthi no, ngingayeka umthetho udlala inzima yawo. Sibuda Noxman Mahlalela uthi all I can say is kungaboshwa mina. Madoda Madoda uthi I think it will happen automatically, which is to say instinctively he would want to kill that person. It's not even something he could plan or need to think about. But also this is an eye-opener to all of us. We need to really be supportive of people who are already going through this. Because just because namuhla it's not something when alubukene nayo, it does not mean we should be insensitive to labanye bantu. It's very painful. Umuva mtala athi mina mntwana wabulawa, and to this day ngisafuna timbenvulo ne justice angayitholi. Bese labanye bantu bathi ah, Why ungababulali labantu? Why ungendiko ukuthi ngiyabona labanye bathi bangafaka esinvu. The truth is I don't think kuthi at a point where a parent is still waiting for justice ayikho into labangakayizami. So nathi singumphakathi asibe neliqiniso sibambisane nebantu bemthetho when it comes to ma situations la so ngoba ku protect amunvu lobulele for an example. Is you saying that person should come out and be free? Kusasa potentially kube wakho umvana lo sabulewe or sihlobo sakho. So we shouldn't look at things from an angle of akungiyami angeni lapho when it comes to my situation lafana nalawo. Because today kukhala makhelwane, trust and believe kusasa kutoba kukhala wena.